I'm really surprised because the morning show had Greg Zahn on at around 8:45. We're getting Jamie Campbell right now at 10. And I can't believe that Zahn and Campbell are even back in their hotel rooms. After a night in Montreal, Jamie Campbell joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What'd you do last night?
Well, we had we had big intentions, let me put it that way.
Uh-huh.
But that five-hour train ride got a little messy, so both of us were in bed and asleep by about 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. last night.
Describe messy.
Well, it wasn't so much for me as it was for my co-host. You know, he's away for the weekend, so we decided to start the party early.
Did they let him drive the train?
Almost.
All right. I think we'll probably just leave it there.
Leave it at that.
We'll talk about baseball. What's the weather like there?
Terrible.
Oh, okay.
It's better now, but when I woke up this morning, it was it looked like Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. I don't know if you've seen the latest pictures of Charlottetown, but the snow is up to the second floor of most homes, and it looked that way when we woke up this morning, but it's started to clear, and from what I understand, it'll be about +3 or +4 by the time the game begins tonight.
That's good, because I know they had to cancel a soccer game at Olympic Stadium because they were worried about the weight of the snow on the roof.
And somebody actually brought that up this morning, and I didn't know that that was a possibility, but I guess it could be. I don't think they'll have to worry about it, though, because it has completely stopped snowing.
Yeah, and they've got a little machine that goes over the top and clears it off. But that in all seriousness, when I heard the weather this morning, that's the first thing I thought of, because there's the roof is permanent, but there's also some sort of restriction on holding events inside it with, you know, depending on the weight of it. Not that you have to worry about it, Greg.
You remember what snow did to the Metrodome in Minneapolis that one time.
Yes.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah. You know, I don't think you have to worry about that. What are you looking forward to most about these two games?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, it's a Blue Jays game, but it's an Expos event. And that much has become quite clear. Everybody that I've spoken with, everything I've seen so far, is discussing history, nostalgia, the possibility that perhaps one day Major League Baseball could return to this city. So it's kind of an interesting combination. It's sometimes difficult to remember who's actually playing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, for a lot of people in this city, there's no attachment to either the Blue Jays or the New York Mets. What they have an attachment to is the team that used to play here. So I expect to see a ton of Blue Jays jerseys and hats, but I also expect to see probably more Expos stuff being worn at the ball game tonight, and with the pregame ceremonies that are going to take place that you'll be able to see live on Blue Jays Central. I think it's going to be a wonderful celebration of what used to be.
You know, people need to remember, I think, that I was thinking about this the other day when I was talking to Jonah Carey. There's never really been any closure for that 1994 Expos team. There really hasn't. I mean, when the strike ended, when the lockout ended, the team was dismantled. You know, guys went everywhere in different directions. And I mean, obviously the Expos were never the team they were in 94 again. And Kevin Malone, the general manager of the team, even went so far as toying with the idea of getting rings made up for that team, just saying, you know, the best record in the majors, 1994. And I think this is going to be a real meaningful weekend for a lot of guys on that team.
And it should be. And most
and for
of
fans
here too. I was texting with Darren Fletcher on the train ride in yesterday, and he was talking about how, you know, he was making the point that you just made, that there seems to be some unfinished business with respect to the 94 club, and that you can't hang a banner on a World Series that never happened, obviously, and anything could have happened had that season played out and the Expos gone on to, as most people expected they would, end up in the postseason. But it's a shame the way that unfolded. I remember it very well. I'm glad that they're honoring the 94 team tomorrow. I think it's I think the way they've split it up is perfect. They're gonna unveil some banners and bring back the Carter family and honor the great catcher tonight, and then bring out a whole bunch of the guys from the 94 club on Saturday. So it'll be a very special ceremony, and I'm sure that those people who were around almost 20 years ago now to experience a first place baseball team stopped dead in its tracks by a strike will probably recall, you know, as an ardent fan, how painful that was.
Jamie Campbell joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Jamie, the Jays have very quietly, and I would argue very smartly, very subtly in the last 3 or 4 years, gone about trying to increase their imprint in Quebec. I mean, I think they realize there's a certain delicacy to the way you do it. You know, you have some of your games on French language, on radio and TV. You do appearances in Quebec and Montreal. It really is, and I know this isn't going to jibe with the whole Expos love, can we translate it into bringing Major League Baseball back to Montreal? It's not going to necessarily jibe with that. But this isn't accidental, is it, on the part of the Blue Jays? There's an attempt here to increase their footprint a little bit in Quebec.
And there should be. Until,
yes, totally.
Until further notice. And when I say that, I know there's a faction of people that are hoping that Major League Baseball comes back to Montreal. I'm not at all convinced that it's a possibility anytime soon. But that said, if there is only one baseball team, Major League Baseball team remaining in the country, it makes absolute sense to try and spread its good word in this marketplace, especially when your general manager was born and raised and worked for the organization. So I see what they're trying to do here, and I agree with you. I think some time was needed. After the last game was played here in September of 2004, I think there was a lot of time needed to allow the people of Montreal and this part of Quebec to, you know, at least, and I hate to use the word, at least mourn the loss of their team before mm-hmm. before you start putting up banners saying, hey, come on out and see the Mets and Blue Jays at Olympic Stadium. I think the time is right, though.
We're going to be joined by Drew Hutchison in a few moments. Drew is one of the Montreal it's Freudian slip, one of the Toronto Blue Jays players who will be at the Montreal Children's Hospital today. The Jays are announcing, the Jays Care Foundation is announcing a $250,000 grant to fund construction of the physical therapy wing at the Montreal Children's Hospital. Drew gave up one hit in a 5 1/3 innings Thursday against the Philadelphia Phillies. And Jamie, it's almost scary how good this kid's been in this spring. And I mean scary.
I didn't see the game, but I saw the highlights when I got to my hotel room in Montreal. And even in a 45-second clip, some of the pitches they were showing that were fooling batters were awfully impressive. And cross your fingers when it comes to him and when it comes to Dustin McGowan, because you know how filthy Dustin can be. Mm-hmm. If those two can stay healthy, stay in the rotation, and pitch the way Hutchison has this spring and the way McGowan has when he's been right, then, you know, good things could happen, as you well know.
What do you like most about this team as it's positioned right now? We're two games away from the start of the regular season. They're going to start in Tampa on Monday. Mm-hmm. What do you like most about this Jays team right now?
I like the fact that it's almost the same club that was tabbed as a preseason World Series contender a year ago. So I like the fact that the names are in place, the names who have proven themselves in the past, whether it's Burley or Dickey or Brandon Morrow over a brief spell or Bautista or Encarnacion, guys who can play, all coming together. They didn't change anything beyond, you know, a starting pitcher or two and the catching position. So if this was a team that was considered among the best preseason last year, then why shouldn't they be considered a potential playoff team this year? And what I like to tell people is, remember last season they won the offseason, and everybody said, well, there's quite a difference between winning the offseason and actually playing it out and being a contender while playing. I like to say that they lost the offseason this year, which means maybe the reverse will happen. Maybe these guys will quietly go about doing what they can do, staying healthy, staying on the field, and surprise a few people at the end of the year.
Is there anything about this team that concerns you in particular? I mean, obviously, Jamie, health is... Let's leave aside health for a minute, because I think we agree that health to the starting rotation will ultimately determine where this team goes, how far it goes. But in terms of the lineup or anything like that, is there an area that concerns you a little bit?
Health is the, honestly, Jeff, health is the only thing.
Yeah.
Because the bullpen's proven, right? The same characters from last year who were so good in that respect are going to be coming out of the bullpen when necessary. We know that this lineup can hit and can score runs with anybody in the American League. And the greatest question mark exists almost up and down that rotation. What are you going to get out of your knuckleballer in a home run park? What are you going to get out of Mark Burley? Is Brandon Morrow going to be able to stay healthy enough to play the entire season? Same for Hutchinson, same for McGowan. And if any of those guys go down, who's coming up from AAA or perhaps AA to fill that spot, and can they do so? So my concern is straight health. Can these guys stay in there long enough to do what they're capable of doing? Because if they can't, and we saw what happened last year when some of the replacements had to start filing in from Buffalo, it won't be a pretty sight.